This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. You can also go to KevinJackson.us. Yeah, we are now U.S.-wide. Well, there was my web team said we needed to set that up so that, because number one, there's lots of Kevin Jackson, so I had to get something that was unique. But U.S. apparently has the same ranking as .com. .us has the same ranking as .com. And also, because I am based in the United States, and I'm very proud of that, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, it sort of gives us that worldwide appeal and yada yada. So anyway, that's what they told me to do. That's what I did, because I'm just a cog in the wheel over here in this here organization. So there you go. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. We're talking about a ton of stuff. We've covered there's always the learning part of what we do. We talked about the temporary budget that got passed. And quite frankly, that was the Democrats blinking, a game of chicken, the art of the deal. Oh, well, we're just checking things out to see if Donald Trump will do what we want him to do. Donald Trump, look, here's what I'm going to tell you guys. Don't expect to get 100% of what you want out of this budget, but expect to get 80%. And that's good. And 80-20 is always good. Let the Democrats get a bone or two. Trump will slowly take away the bones. And look, if you're only getting bones, eventually you're going to starve to death. So don't worry about it. Let Trump do his magic, and he'll finish. He'll work it out. And trust that he cares about the American public. That's what you have to think about. So anyway, we talked about that. If you want to check the show out at any point and go, I didn't hear that last segment. Kevin was really funny. He was clever. He said something that I had never heard before, which, by the way, is the entire show. But if you do happen to miss it, you can go to KJRadio.com. And in the top right corner, if you want to search for something specific, you can. You can say, I want to hear Kevin talking about Trump's, you know, whatever, his hair. Boom. It'll pull up any segment where I've talked about his hair. Well, something like that. It's kind of close. So what else we got going on? The craziness of the left never surprises me. I don't think it surprises you much anymore. And I saw a story, and for the record, we have so much to talk about this hour, but I want to begin with something that I think is of interest to us, which is this gay activist teacher demanded that one of her elementary students take off her cross necklace. Did you hear this story? Yeah, take off her cross necklace. And you know what she said? She said it was a gang symbol. That the cross was a gang. Yeah, it is a gang symbol. It certainly is. It says, I'm in the gang of Christians. Now, ask yourself, what has the Christian gang done? What has the Christian gang done? I mean, do you pick up the newspaper and go, ooh, the Christians are struck again over in the south side of Chicago? You know, the gang of Christians, you know, tortured somebody, cut off somebody's head, stoned a woman, did genital mutilation, burned somebody in a cage. What do the gang of Christians do? Are they setting up a rape culture among their men? What do? Other than the gang of Christians being liars and cheaters and scoundrels from time to time, but certainly to a lot lesser degree than the gang of non-Christians, the gang of Christians are just being human beings that, for the most part, I like being around. Are you part of that gang? My hand's up. The gang run by Jesus. Anybody? Anybody? I'm there. I was raised that way. And you know what I noticed about our gang? Our gang is fallible. We are human beings. We are flawed by nature. And the only thing that's going to save us is this idea that we believe in something bigger than we. That is why we are the coolest gang on the planet. We get it. We're compassionate, we're loving, we're giving, we're caring, and at times we can be ruthless. If you cross us, we don't turn the other cheek. By the way, you want to talk about, people talk about Jesus, turn the other cheek. Let me tell you what Jesus did. Jesus went into the temple and he turned over tables for the tax collectors. Jesus would kick your butt, man. And he did it. Now, it wasn't mean-spirited. He was doing it in the name of righteousness. Well, guess what? We are having to kick over a few tables, aren't we? We got tax collectors that are penalizing people. I mean, it's the same thing. They're penalizing you and me for nothing, for living our lives on the up and up. You want to live a debaucherous life? You want to live a life where you got to hide from the government and the cops can come to you and say, look, we know you're dealing drugs, but we'll let you deal drugs as long as you tell us who shot this dude. If that's the life you want to live, then the left wants that for you. They want to hold something over your head. That's why they don't like you. That's why they don't like us. See, here's the deal. When you, the left thinks they can hold something over your head, they've got you. So we live this kind of sanctimonious life. You know, we've got the husband, wife, the kids, the dog, the picket fence. And then they find out, uh-oh, dun-dun-dun-dun, you did something bad once. And you don't want to tell it. Because you're like, nobody needs to know that I did that. And then somebody on the left finds out, and then they hold it over your head. You're now succumbing to them, because let me explain something to you folks. If that's occurring to you, you should just say, you're not holding that over my head. I'm not apologizing for that. I'm not. I've already made my, you know, penance with whomever was hurt. And I've also made my penance with my God, the person I believe in, the deity I believe in. And that's it. That's all you get. So you can hold it over my head all you want. But we are so sanctimonious that I really don't want you to tell anybody. Tell anybody what? That you're human? So I'm just kidding. This is how we do it. But anyway, this gay activist teacher, says we're part of a gang. And so they are initiating an investigation on this teacher, Jane Elementary, who allegedly banned students from wearing Christian crosses in her classroom. Now, I'm happy about this because there's a group out there called Liberty Council, and they do great work, and they find places like where these types of things occur, and they go after them. And they wrote a letter to the superintendent of the school, Jeff Eakins, describing this teacher's name was Rieta. We write on behalf of the parents of the children in the classroom of teacher Laura Jane Rieta, a math teacher at Riverview High School, math teacher, who reports that Ms. Riedas has prohibited at least three children from wearing Christian cross necklaces in her classroom. Now, I'm going to stop there because I'll finish this when we get back in the second segment. But here's what I'll tell you. My son, if he wore a cross into that class, if you think for one second he would have taken it off, he would have absolutely gone bananas on his teacher. He would have said, I'm not taking off my cross, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you have a problem with this, you take it up with my parents. That's exactly what he would have said. And I hope your children would have said the same.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. It was a Valentine's Day yesterday. Somebody wished me a happy St. Valentine's Day. I said, I'm Jewish. We don't believe in happiness, so thank you, but no thank you. I turned 33 years old this year, which is the age at which What Would Jesus Do? Stops being applicable, pretty much. I appreciate that. Gonna go my own way from this point on.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm talking about a gay teacher who makes kids take off their elementary school kids take off their crosses because he says that these crosses are you're part of a gang. Oh my goodness. KJRadio.com is where you can get the on-demand podcast of this show and a lot of other stuff that we do. So check us out over there. It's okay, folks. Apparently, in America, if you favor one religion over another, and oh, by the way, the religion that you better not favor is Christianity. God forbid you wear a cross into the class of this gay teacher. Hillsborough County Public Schools. Laura Jane Rietas. Oh, my goodness. Jane Elementary, ironically, says that the cross is a gang symbol. Okay, I'll go for it. But these schools will allow Islam to come in. They permit Muslim-based prayers in school. They let these kids wear their Muslim garb that shows exactly what their religion is. When you're a Christian, many times, I don't know if you're a Christian, I don't know if you're a Wiccan. You come to school, you're in clothes, but when you come dressed in Muslim garb, are you not saying, I'm a practitioner of Islam? Anyway, the LGBT community raises thousands of dollars to have what they call Drag Queen Story Hour, which promotes, quote, helping kids defy stereotypes of the male and female gender type from the ground up. Did you guys even know about this? This Story Hour has been facilitated in elementary schools across the country. They're teaching all these kids about gender identity and things like this. Well, let me tell you what kids believe. It, from the very beginning, with very rare exception, they believe that there are boys and there are girls, and they understand what the differences are pretty early on. I remember being in kindergarten, and I knew the difference between a boy and a girl. And there was a little girl. I remember curly little hair, and I'm standing in the boys' bathroom in front of the urinal, and I'm peeing, and this little girl walks up. And she starts peeing standing up, and she says, look. And I look, and of course, there's no little thingy like mine. But I didn't know. I was like, what? You know, what do you want me to look at? And she was impressed that she was peeing like a boy, right? But I just looked down and went, you know, oh, sorry for you. You know what I mean? It was a whole different reaction to me, because I didn't even know what to think. But to me, she was a girl. Who was in the back. You know what I mean? It was confusing in one sort, but it wasn't confusing in the other, because I still knew of her as a girl. No matter what she was doing, she looked like a girl to me. Now, for all intents and purposes, and as I look in retrospect, maybe she was a boy with a very tiny, you know, whatever. But the point was, she wanted me to look. I looked and went, okay, whatever. That was it. I didn't think anything of it. It didn't impact my, oh my God, what did I just see? Oh my goodness, would somebody please teach me sexuality and gender? And I just went, okay, and we went back to the playground. And honest to goodness, I didn't think anything of her afterwards. It was just kind of a weird experience. And that was that. Because see, that's how kids are programmed. You ever watch the kid fall kind of from a high height or something and you go, oh, I would have broke a bone. Okay, for those who want my English to be correct, broken a bone. But the point is, they're very supple and resilient, and they just get up and they rush up their arm and nothing's happened. You know why? Because they're still forming. And they learn, ooh, that wasn't good. And eventually, as the bones mature and everything else starts to mature, they go, I can't do that anymore. I'm older now. I won't even jump across a 4-foot, you know, thing with my golf clubs. I used to just run and hurdle those things to get to the green. No, I take the little bridge. And it isn't because I can't do it. It's because I'm like, why bother? So, and you mature and you learn. And you just move along, because at some point you go, it's just not worth dealing with. You're capable of dealing with it because your mind is now formed. But little kids are like, oh, you could give them traumas and they go, ooh, ba 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 ba, and they move on until people want to remind them or bug them about it. They're made to understand that things can get tough, life can get tough. And they learn from it, and they process it all. And we've stopped that processing. Anyway, back to the gay teacher. See, because the left want these religious freedoms. They want free speech. And they want everybody to be able to express themselves and be themselves. And they claim to be, you're an individual. And then, what do? The first thing they do is they curtail our religious views. They curtail our free speech. And they tell us to become part of a collective that only they rule. This talk of diversity. The diversity they want is you to diversify to their way of thinking. They create groups with skin tones and genders. They create groups of religious orders and whatever. They anything that can divide you, and they say it's all in an attempt to show us all how much we are together. And once they get us divided, then they start making, oh, you know what black people say about them Hispanics? And do I need to go to the black and white? So Rietas at this school, the teacher who won't let the elementary school kids wear crosses, she is an advocate for LGBT issues in the K-12 education process, a member of GLSEN, which is one of these organizations that fights for the gay lesbian stuff in education. And she promotes the LGBTQ agenda in her classroom. She's a math teacher, folks. She's teaching logic and reason to kids. She's teaching things that are definitive. And instead of teaching that, she's wanting to say, hey, let's expand this. Let's make it a sociology class. So her classroom, they say, is decorated in LGBT political theme. It includes stickers and buttons and posters with all kinds of rainbows of the LGBT. The letter also says students found that the classroom folders had been decorated with these LGBT rainbow stickers without permission upon arriving to school. She took the folders and made them gay. And then she said to these students when they wore their crosses, it's disrespectful. You have to take it off. So the school district's investigating her. Now, I don't know what the parents can do. I don't know. I mean, these are the types of things I want TeaPartyCommunity.com to get involved in. You can also go to TeaPartyCommunity.org and sign up to the news site. It'll be all crossed over into the same thing. But these are the types of issues we fight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
There's this thing now, have you heard of this in LA? It's called the LA Gang Tours. I'm not making this up. It is. Do you know about this? Okay, thank you. Have you been on it?
No.
It's sold out through Christmas. And basically what it is, it's a tour bus. And for $100, it takes you to the most dangerous parts of Los Angeles. And all of the gangsters have agreed to a ceasefire for the duration of the trip. Okay, I would love to see who is on this bus. Because you know it's just a bunch of white people in safari outfits who want to look at minorities through bulletproof glass. Oh, Harold, ever since I heard that NWA song, I've always wanted to see Watts. I hope it comes with a bag of crap to throw at them. Why are we glorifying gang culture? Like, your main contribution is, when you're not killing, is spray painting your nickname on other people's things. And my little cousin thinks he's a gangster. He's like, no, Tosh, you don't understand. You throw a fat f***ing piece up there, that place is yours. I'm like, nobody thinks you own Costco.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The reason why I played that clip is because a funny thing happened just recently with some white clergymen who posed as gangbangers. Yeah, so these guys would go to Southwestern Baptist are under fire because they had a photo where they posed like thugs wearing hoodies and necklaces and making gun symbols with their hands. And we've all seen this. It's actually kind of funny when you watch a bunch of old white guys doing it. So these guys came under fire for doing this. And the charge, believe it or not, they said cultural appropriation. So just so we're clear, let me explain. Black folks, black rabble-rousers, are upset at these white clergymen because they say that by posing as gang members, they've culturally appropriated black culture. Now, the very same black people will tell you to think of blacks as thugs is not right. But the minute that these old white dudes do this, suddenly black people want to own it. Oh, I can't believe they would do that. These guys are totally insensitive and this, that, and the other. So here's my question. And for the record, if you guys want to call, you can reach us at 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. My question is, number one, is it really cultural appropriation when somebody says, I'm going to do what I see some other, you know, people do, because I've seen white people do the same thing? In other words, it isn't just white clergymen, these old white guys, and it isn't just black people who have a thug life or a thug way about them. When you watch the movies, It isn't just black people holding the gun sideways the way Hollywood makes them do it. It isn't just black people flashing gang signs. There are white gangs. Now, don't misunderstand me. I get the difference. I understand that, you know, the flashing of the gang signs was something that supposedly only black people do, but that's not true. It's just not. There are obviously more gangs per capita with black neighborhoods than there are whites, but white people flash gang signs. I mean, look, I watch it in baseball all the time. The two different teams flash their different gang signs. The catcher's flashing his gang sign to the pitcher. The pitcher's shaking it off. So it isn't new to anybody to just say, we're going to flash the sign. White gang, look at Whitey Bolt. All these guys do it. But it's cultural appropriation. I'll get it out. And so Sean King, one of these social justice warriors, he tweets out something along the lines of, these guys who posted this are starting to apologize. I hate when people do things like this and they apologize. If I were a clergy and I said, you know, I'm going to do this gang thing, and then somebody said, you're culturally appropriating, I'd say, well, aren't you culturally appropriating half the things that white people do? Aren't you culturally appropriating housing, black folks? Because last time I checked, many of you lived in huts. So aren't you appropriately culturally appropriating suits and ties and glasses and half the things that were invented by whites? If you're going to look at it through those stupid prism through the stupid prism of color and appropriation, then isn't somebody appropriating everything from somebody? When you eat Mexican food, aren't you appropriating something from them? What about when you eat a hamburger? You know, that's what I'd ask these silly Negroes. What about when you wear underwear? What about when you go to the dentist? I mean, I have no idea what white people invented or what Italians invented or whatever, but I'll tell you this. Most of these inventions, most of the things that we're enjoying were done by somebody white. You're culturally appropriating that car, fool. What African car dealership, car manufacturer do you know? I don't know any. When you get on that plane, aren't you culturally appropriating some white dude? I don't think Boeing was a black dude. I don't think McDonald or Douglas was a black dude. So aren't you, you know, if we're going to play this game, then black folks, you need to shut the heck up. And I'm telling you this as a black man. That's why you don't see me complaining. As far as I've already said this. If white people want to invent and it makes my life easier, do so. The other day I was at the mall. I sat in a chair, a massage chair. This thing cost like $5,000. It was like having 14 Guatemalan midgets working on my muscles simultaneously. I'll take it. I wish I could afford that chair. I'd plant my butt in it while I'm doing this show. You would hear the hum of that chair. And I don't know who invented it, but if it happens to be a Guatemalan midget, I'm culturally appropriating his chair. It's unbelievable. I'm just telling you, guys like Sean King are looking for things to be upset about. They go out looking for this. If I saw a bunch of white dudes doing that, I would go, rock on, dudes, and move on. It's like, I got to find something to be mad about. I told you guys how liberals are. They must be angry. They are not satisfied unless they're angry. And they will find something to be angry about. And the only thing that gives them temporary solace, temporary relief, is when they can absolutely make your life more miserable than theirs. That's their trick. Stay away from them. It's not good to be around them because I'm telling you, there is no saving them. Sean King has better things to do than to go around commenting on something so... I mean, this is just the most benign thing you could do. So these guys are joking. You know, what if they said, we're going to be a rap group for God, and that's how they did it. And Sean King, oh, look at what they're doing. The tweets were just merciless. You know, folks, I can't believe this happened. And it should have never been staged, was one. A lady named Yolanda, disappointed, dismayed, and deeply offended by the racist display of members of the faculty at SWBTS. This dishonors the body of Christ. Really? You know, it's funny to me. These people will chime in, these scurrilous blacks that don't give a crap about black culture. They will chime in on anything like this. And while they were chiming in on this, five black people were shot and killed somewhere around the country. And they don't give a care. They don't have a care in the world. Not a care in the world. One guy says this. Oh, this is the same lady. She says, if you've been called to train generations for service to the church but continue to foster racist ideology, please stop and repent. Really? Who's fostering racist ideology? The cultural appropriation that they're appropriating, the people that do that, or the actual people that are you know, playing the game with the cultural appropriation? Because I'll tell you this, if that's the way blacks view cultural appropriation, I blame black folks. I don't blame these clergy. Eddie Spencer said, Southwest Baptist Theological Seminary. Oh, come on. And people wonder why minorities are leaving the church. That's his excuse. That's why minorities are leaving the church. Because a group of five white dudes, old white dudes in the seminary, posed as black people. Yeah, that's why they're leaving the church. They're not leaving the church because of leftism. They're not leaving the church because they see no hope after the hope and change of baby black Jesus. No, they're not leaving the church for that. They're not leaving the church because black people have pretty much lost their moral core and no longer have the firm belief in God that we had in the past. There ain't been a Negro spiritual made in 1,000 years because black people don't care about it. We've lost our spirituality, and so these people want to blame something. And I tweeted out to all of them. I said, hey, you know what's really funny? I'm so glad you guys are chiming in, because now the streets are going to be so much safer now that these five white thugs are off the streets. Black people can rest. Thank the Lord Jesus that they got rid of these five theologians or whatever, seminarians, whatever you want to call them, and took them off the streets because, whew, they were just out there tormenting black people with their posing. It's gangbangers. Because last time I checked, the real people who we need to be afraid of are the ones not posing as gangbangers, but the ones who are. But far be it from me to correct the social justice warriors who want to make sure that the world is safe because these white guys struck a pose with their gold chains and crossing their arms and flashing gang signs when none of them have ever killed anybody black and never will. Hopefully I can let you guys know if they respond back to my tweets.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We talked the other day about Barack Obama getting all this money to speak, and it still boggles my mind that this guy is getting that kind of coin. And I wrote a piece and I said, it's official, Obama's white. For 1 hour's work, he's going to get paid more than he made in a year. And then my other question was, who does he think he is? Does he think he's a Clinton? Because until the Clintons, the bar for speakers was set about 200 grand. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. So if you wanted to buy off politicians with speeches and then get a little kickback, 200 grand was the going rate. And that was if you were a rock star. But all that changed when those Arkansas hillbillies came to power. And as we know by now, the Clintons even got as much as $1 million. So they talk about Barack Obama like, well, Barack Obama, he's setting records. They said his book deal, if you guys didn't know this, his book deal netted him $60 million plus. They don't, it was a bidding war for the Obama's book. A bidding war. But in terms of speaking engagements, $400,000 is rather benign. Bill Clinton has gotten $1.5 million. Hillary $1 million, man. He's still got a hill to climb. And the left looked the other way every single time. They didn't care. Speak for what you want. Anybody, can you imagine if Donald Trump took $1 million or George Bush took $1 million, any Republican took $1 million to speak, $500,000 from a college or university, from Wall Street, what would be the clamor? You know the answer. And ironically, while these guys get paid hundreds of thousands, even $1 million to speak at Wall Street, they all pretend to rail against the Wall Street fat cats. We care about Main Street, not just Wall Street. Wink, wink. And Obama's no different. But now he's no longer president. He doesn't need to kowtow to black folks or to leftists. The man who decried the world's greedy wealthy just returned from a billionaire's private island where he got his white privilege on. Oh, yes, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I'll take more drinks and I'll have some of that barbecue. No, I ain't touching the grill. Surely they got people that'll do that for me now that I'm officially white. Hobnobbing with Richard Branson and that ilk. Obama is a white man with a tan. Hello, black people. Is this thing on? Black people voted for Barack Obama. They would think, we're going to get our bills paid. Woo, woo, woo. Let me tell you this. Barack Obama has used them fools. He used them. $60 million book deal. So he's got, I don't know where he's going to live, but he got, you better know the Obamas are living large. He's not. People are picking these people up in their private jets, flying them around. He's got Secret Service for life. I'm just telling you, he's living. There's nothing's changed. He's still acting like he's president. Cray cray. I know we covered this before, but it just really got me thinking. It truly did, because Barack Obama left. He had made so many promises. That's what I meant to say. Promises to black people. He made promises to America. He was going to be the guy to get the corruption out of D.C., the lobbyists, the whole thing. And as soon as he leaves, he runs off to a billionaire's island. This dude is living la vida loca. In 2004, didn't even have cab money to get home. Had to borrow cab money to get home. And what, 12 years later? 13 years later? Dude is living like a king. Living like a king. Black people wanted their bills paid. Tried to convince them, we did, as conservatives, that Obama was all about Obama, unless you're gay or Muslim. But black people and most other leftists, they got caught holding the bag because he robbed the treasury. He looted it, and they got nothing. And they got exactly what they deserved because they elected nothing and they got nothing. And, you know, we can go into all the things that Barack Obama did to ruin the Democrat Party. But let me tell you, if you think he ruined the Democrat Party, you look at what's going on with black folks, it's absolutely incredible that they still hold this man in any esteem. And I'll tell you this, the dirty little secret is many of them don't. He's no longer Superman. He's very fallible, and they certainly know it. They lost power all over the country. And the number you hear, think about this, 1,000 legislative offices. The biggest, obviously, turnover of the Senate, turnover of the House, lots of judgeships, the governors. And Trump is right now replacing many of these federal judges. Look, they've run roughshod over us for some time, but let me tell you, a lot of these things that they were able to get accomplished because Obama had put all these federal, like what's stopping right now Trump from protecting us with the illegal immigration orders and sanctuary cities, as well as these Muslims coming in and killing us. Yeah, let me tell you, he can now, if Donald Trump is president for the next 8 years, we will turn this country around. I already told you guys what's going to happen in October 18th, and you can blame that as well on Obama. 1,080 political seats. The triage left by Obama would be sacrilege, folks, if it weren't for the fact that he's black. And he's only half black. And speaking of black, as I said earlier, the group that lost the most are blacks. Blacks lost culturally more than we've ever lost in under any other presidency with Barack Obama. It's so sad. It's so sad. And it's not sad because I'm cheering for blacks over whites or whatever. Blacks needed a wake-up call, and Barack Obama could have given them that. And now he's essentially, you know, teabagging, and he's gyrating in their face going, look at me, I get $400,000 for an hour's worth of work. I just cut a $60 million deal. What do you think the next, let me tell you, Barack Obama's going to be speaking every couple of weeks somewhere. Michelle will be on the circuit. The daughters are making money. Book deal. He'll be consulting. There's all kinds of things. This guy will be worth, no exaggeration, $100 million before you even blink. And black folks are sitting there, he's so dreamy. He's dreamy, all right. Hey, let me tell you, y'all ought to, black people that voted for Barack Obama need to be going, I mean, I'd be suing him. I'd say I want something. Obama brought more crime into black neighborhoods. Blacks have fewer jobs. More blacks are wards of the government under Barack Obama than in any time in history. Under Barack Obama, blacks lost in every statistical category, particularly culturally. And I've said this, and I want to do, when I was going to do this TV show, I was doing, we were talking about this, and I said, I really want to highlight that Obama didn't create a single black billionaire, black high-tech mogul, black financier. In fact, most of those guys left. Nothing. We don't even own hair care products. We don't, you know, the FUBU brand got all these different one things that people, black people started, got absorbed. Koreans bought it, Europeans bought it, whatever. And I'm talking iconic brands gone. And you would think under Obama it would have flourished. And we would get at least one high-tech company. We'd get one, you know, venture capital firm that was maybe focused on black business or whatever. Nothing. Now, again, I'm not trying to make it ethnocentric. I'm just saying these are the things that you would think he would do. And it really gets funny when you think about what Valerie Jarrett said they did for blacks. It's almost laughable when she talks about, oh, well, we gave blacks Obamacare. We reduced the sentencing on crack cocaine versus regular powder cocaine. And there was one other ridiculous thing. It's like, oh, really? That's what you did for blacks? So we were drug addicts and prostitutes. You know, it's like, well, we got the sentencing on prostitution and pimping reduced. And so, you know, or murder in the black community now does not always automatically carry a life sentence. Really? That's your help? It's clear that Obama improved the lifestyle of Obama, while blacks who voted for him, folks, live vicariously through Black Camelot. Now the Obamas feast on the ignorance of blacks and other leftists. That's what they're doing. But I want to go back to this $400,000 an hour. What does the newly minted white Obama do with this Wall Street money? Is he going to donate it to charity? Maybe to the Clinton Foundation, huh? Or does he take the money and take his a dollar of it and return the rest of it to the Wall Street people? Or does he go to the next high-paying gig and get another $400,000 or $500,000? Because my bet is Obama takes what's behind door number three. And I know that some leftists aren't happy, but it's feigned. They're faking being not happy for him. They're faking.
Oh, we're not sure that's the right thing to do, but we can't really speak out completely against it. But we're just wondering what we should do.
We know what the deal is.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.